Hello. This is Kim, and you're listening to Record Pull on 91.5 FM WFO, Medford Test Free from Radio. I'm back. I wasn't here last week. This is my set I planned for last week. My day got crazy and I couldn't make it, sadly, but it's still happening, guys. And Fagan's not here today, sadly. He's busy doing engineer things, but that's fine, because today we are doing Women in Electronic Music. And I've been really into electronic music recently, especially because I am taking computer tools for musicians and making some of my own electronic music. And so this, I kind of had like, I don't know, I'm super into Jockstrap and I love their production. And this is kind of a spring off of that. But anyways, this song that you just heard was Lullaby by Grace Ives. It was the Jam City remix. This song is also kind of the inspiration for this set. I love this song and it's so stimulating. But yeah, so anyways, this whole show is just a bunch of women who make electronic beats and music, and it's all great. And definitely there is a, you know, I guess Bjork kind of like pioneered this, you know, woman in electronic music, but there's definitely a, we need more. We need more women in electronic music. Also, hello to my sister and my mother who are listening right now. Shout out Kenzie. But yeah, I'll come back in a second. Next, we have Ooh Never by Tirza and I Want Another Affair by Jockstrap, and then another Grace Ives song, Icing on the Cake. And I didn't really like organize this set, but it doesn't really need to be organized. So yeah, enjoy.
It didn't matter, I In company, touching me blatantly. Then you told him you wanted all of me. And this time in the bedroom, in hell, you'll have all of me. Flaming wink, clownfish, soft eyes.
What a fun few songs. How great. My sister said that she loves Icing on the Cake by Grace Ives. Super talented. You know what? I actually just realized I should really have an MIA song on here. Because she is such a talented producer and musician. So I will add that right now. And I'm also realizing that I never really like finished this set list. Like I did, but like I didn't really edit it. But that's chill. That's fine, guys. So anyways, I don't really know anything about this artist that just played, Labyrinth Ear, Navy Light. But thought it was a great song, so I'll check them out a little bit more. But yeah, Jockstrap, I know most about. They're a duo. It is a, what are their names? Let's see. Georgia Ellery. She's also part of Black Country New Road. Or no, Georgia Ellery is the, violinist. He was a violinist in the London's conservatory, and then Taylor Sky is the electronic producer. She's the lady, and she is very talented, and I love her style of, I really need to read, they have a lot of, I think I have read this whole, they have a really interesting like bio on Spotify, but a lot of their music has a lot of really interesting like orchestral violin sounds and strings and like produced strings. I really love it because I love strings, and I'm majoring in music at Tufts, and I've had to do a lot of like different listening and study on like, you know, classic symphonies and orchestral listening and stuff, and so, and like just, you know, music theory. But really gives me appreciation for the way that she blends, or they both blend like very interesting theory and orchestral sounds with electronic sounds. So yeah, I love Jockstrap. And Tirza, shout out Jack Brownlee. He is the king of good music. But I think like freshman year, I would listen to his show pretty frequently freshman year at WFO. And he plays a lot of Tirza, and she's very talented. I also don't know a lot about her, but also London. There's a lot of like London-based electronic music people in general. But yeah, this is definitely something I want to like have more knowledge on and get into more, but I'm dipping my toe in and you guys are coming with me. So the next little squad of songs I have is No Romance by Tirza. I Don't Want It by Sneaks. I'm pretty sure Sneaks is a smaller artist. Somewhat. But I really like this song. DC based. Okay, cool. And then EXO by Magdalena Bay. They're also a duo, guy and girl. This is probably my favorite Magdalena Bay song. And then we have more, but yeah, Charlie XCX. Durr, queen of pop music, or princess, I would say. Madonna's the queen of pop. C2.0, this is her most like heavily electronically vibrant song. But yeah, let's get into it. This is No Romance by Tirza.
No romance. dolorosa pasión,
ten misericordia de nosotros y del mundo entero.
Por su dolorosa pasión,
ten misericordia de nosotros y del mundo entero.
Por su dolorosa pasión,
ten misericordia de nosotros.
Yes, Charlie. Yes. Who doesn't love Charlie XCX? Love her. Gotta love her. Okay. I have a PSA. Perfectly on the dot. 6:30. Mystic River Reservation PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city. Really? Wow. Okay. But the spectacular open outdoor public parks, I'm really struggling reading this way. Paths and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to the trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have a little fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Backhouse Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5 mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River. And a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic River. What am I saying? The upper Mystic Lake. Okay, they switched from river to lake. I don't know what's going on. Provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from the WFO and Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. That was really hard for me. I think because I was reading it, like, below, I don't know, I was kind of I had the book really low. My eyes were not, I usually don't have that much trouble reading. My eyes were not processing what was going on. But I picked that PSA because I used to run along the Mystic River all the time when it was not terribly terrible out here with the weather. And it was such a great time. I always had so much fun. And I kind of live, like, I live in a good area in campus to get there. So yeah, it was very easy to get there. And also crossing Grass 66 is not as crazy as they make it seem. You just literally have to, like, get the crosswalk going and then you're good. But it's really beautiful and fun. So definitely recommend, defo recommend. It's so beautiful in, like, the springtime and the fall time with the trees. It's very lush and amazing. So yeah. But anyways, great songs. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just love what this music does to my brain. I think it makes me, I don't know. I actually used to listen to a lot of, like, electronic music in high school when I did homework, but a little different than this, more like experimental and just like sounds, I guess, kind of Aphex Twin vibes, but a little bit more like, I don't know how to describe it. So this is a little more like, you know, we got vocals and stuff in there, but I just can't, it's really hard for me to listen to a lot of music and do work, homework at this point. Now that I'm, like, studying music, it's hard to not be distracted by what I'm hearing. And this is no exception, but I really do like to listen to this and run. Great running music. And yeah, so maybe next time you go on a run, if you do, if you don't, start running because it's awesome, and listen to some electronic music made by a woman. Anyways, next we have Mystery Boy by Sassy 009. Love this song. Then we have Party by Planet 1999, Nothing More to Say by Sophie, another Jock Shop song, another Charlie XCX song. Later we got Pink Panthers, and she was just named the producer of the year by, like, the Billboard Women's Music Festival, I don't know. So yeah, she's definitely an inspiration for so many aspiring female music producers, female electronic music producers. She's really making a name for herself, so good job. But yeah, let's hear it. Mystery Boy by Sassy 009.
What's I'm not.
lit song. So I actually did some reading while those songs were playing, and let me give you some background on those three artists. Sassy 009 is from Oslo and Stockholm, and has like parents that are classical musicians and, you know, grew up playing classical instruments, started on SoundCloud, and she's worked with Claro, and I thought this was interesting. She finds inspiration in Norwegian nature, Scandinavian lonerism, and surrealism, which is really cool. So I'm definitely going to listen, especially to some of her older stuff, to get that vibe. But she seems awesome. Planet 1999 is like a group of three people, and they do a lot of production, like collaborative production with people, Charlie XCX, Claro, and that's kind of where they're, specialize. But they don't have a lot of listens on their solo stuff, but I really like it all. I like Spell a lot, as well as Awake. I really like that whole Devotion album. Funny, one of my favorite albums ever is Devotion by Beach House. And then Sophie is a very, very, like, renowned pioneer in electronic music, and she's actually one of the first transgender artists to be nominated for a Grammy, and it was just Transgender Remembrance Day on March 31st, Sunday, so how fitting. But Sophie is really super talented. They're really big, like there's a really big bio on their Spotify, and just a lot of really interesting little tidbits in there about how she would create sounds. She didn't sample things. She would create sounds like with a waveform and create really surreal sounds and realistic sounds, like bubbles popping and stuff like that. And that made her really people wanted to work with her. So she's also produced with a lot of artists, like produced Madonna's single B, I'm Madonna, it's a bad word, I can't say it, Nicki Minaj, Charlie XCX, all the above. Yeah, very talented. Great song. And then let's see, I have 10 minutes. Let's do the Pink Panther song, because she is the producer of the year. And then we'll see. You can stay tuned and find out what other song is going to be played. But yeah. This That was Good Girl by Jockstrap featuring Taylor Sky. I don't know why it says Taylor Sky, because Taylor Sky is jockstrap. But, you know, who knows? Anyways, I'm going to close out with Jimmy by MIA. MIA is a Sri Lankan refugee based in London, grew up in London, and super talented, famous pioneer also in electronic music production, a lot of global influences, which are really cool. So yeah, this Jimmy is my favorite track of her album, and or just track off of any of her discography. And this is Record Poll. I'm Kim, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO, Medford Test Free From Radio. Keep listening tonight, and I'll be back next week. Bye.